This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يؤذون المؤمنين والمؤمنات بغير ما اكتسبوا فقد احتملوا بهتانا وإثما مبينا صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, in our relationship with one another, there are different stages. There are different stages in our relating to one another. One stage is where we give preference to others, even if difficulty and inconvenience comes our way. That is the higher stage. ہمارے اور دوسرے لوگوں کے درمیان اور ہمارے روابط میں مختلف درجات ہیں. سب سے اونچے درجات, سب سے بلند یہ ہے کہ آپ دوسروں کو ترجیح دیں چاہے آپ کو تکلیف اٹھانا پڑے, چاہے آپ کو تکلیف ہو لیکن آپ دوسروں کو ترجیح دیں. The Ansar of Medina, they were the greatest manifestation of that. اللہ تعالیٰ says, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةٌ. They gave preference to others even if difficulty came their lot. One occasion, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam got some wealth and he wanted to distribute it, so he called the Ansar of Medina and said, see, I have paid you with people of Makkah. Maine aap logon ka muakhat kiya hai Makkah walon ke sath. Now, this wealth is not much. Let me only give it to the people of Makkah, then you no more have to look after them. If I give it to everyone, they won't be enough for them to become independent. Ansar said, Ya Rasulullah, give it to them, we will still look after them. Give it to them, we will still look after them. وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَسَاسًا. The second stage is where you prefer for others what you prefer and like for yourself. That's the second stage. آپ دوسروں کے لیے وہ پسند کریں جو آپ اپنے لیے پسند کرتے ہوں. And that is the words of hadith, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخي ما يحب لنفسه. That you are not a believer until you love for others what you love for yourself. Second stage. Right? دوسرے درجہ یہ ہے کہ آپ دوسروں کے لیے وہی پسند کریں جو آپ اپنے لیے پسند کرتے ہو. That is, one alim makes mention of it in this way, someone is hungry. You got one roti. One is you give him the whole roti. That is the higher stage. And one is you make it in half, you give him half and you take half. He comes and he says he's hungry and you got one, only one. One is you give him the whole thing. And one is no, you don't give him the whole thing, you give him half. That's the second stage. The third stage, and which I would like to make mention of today, is at the very least, you don't harm anyone. At the very least, you don't cause harm to anyone. That's the lower stage. There is no lower stage than that. You don't cause harm to anyone. That is the very lower stage. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith in Ibn Majah, لا ضرر ولا ضرار. That a Muslim do not cause harm to others. He does not return harm. He does not reciprocate harm. لا ضرر ولا ضرار. This is a Muslim. المسلم من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده. And a Muslim is he, other Muslims are safe from the evil of his tongue and his hands. Yahan pe Muslim hai. In this hadith, there is mention made that it is Muslim. In the riwayat of Sunan and Nisa'i, Al-Muslimu man salima an-nasu min lisanihi wa yadihi. There it is made mention, a Muslim is he, other people are safe. Not only Muslim, Muslim, non-Muslim. المسلم من سلم الناس. A Muslim is he, other people are saved from the evil of his hands and his tongue. This is in Sunan and Nisa'i. That is a Muslim, the lowest form. And this is the lowest with regard to دوسرے درجہ تو ہے کم از کم یہ ہے آپ کسی کو تکلیف نہ پہنچاؤ. ڈونٹ گیو اینی ون اینی ٹائپ آف ڈیفیکلٹی. دیر از نو لوور اسٹیج ان دیٹ. حدیث میں ہے, اٹ کمز ان حدیث دیٹ نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ہیڈ سیڈ دیٹ دے آر ویریس اسٹیجز آف ایمان. دا ہائیسٹ اسٹیج آف ایمان از دا کلمہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ ادناها الاماتۃ العذا عن الطریق. The lowest form of iman is you remove an offensive item from the road that is used by Muslims. And in this particular way, there is no lower form of iman than that. Usse kam darja ke iman nahi hai. Aur iman ka sabse atar darja ye hai ki raste se kisi mudir cheez ko hata diya jaye. Usse kam darja ke iman nahi hai. There is no lower form of iman than that. So the three stages, give other people preference, like for others what you like for yourself, and the very least, you don't give anyone any harm. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh, he has written a very amazing thing. Or Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh is very amazing. He knows the spiritual diseases of this ummah. So Imam Ghazali ne kya likha? Ke teen kisam ke janwar hote hai. There are three types of animals. One animal is that which gives benefit to people, like the cow and the sheep. We benefit from the sheep. Brai ka zamana hai, to ye bhi. Lekin aajkal to kya wo brai bhi nahi hota hai. No brai also because of the situation. But ever it is, you benefit from the sheep. You benefit from the cow. You benefit from the bees that are produced, the honey producers, the bee producers honey from the milk. That is one type of animal. The second type of animal is that which harms you. Gets half a chance, it will harm you, like the scorpion. And the third type of animal doesn't benefit you, doesn't harm you. It doesn't benefit you, doesn't harm you. And that is like, for example, in the Amazon jungle, you get animals, we've never seen them, they have not seen us, they don't benefit us, they don't harm us. So Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi said, try and be like the animal that benefits. Human being, you are greater than animals, but if you can, then at least be like an animal that benefit. And if you can't benefit, don't harm. Dusro ko fayda pahunchane ki koshish kare. Agar ye na ho sake, to nuksan bhi na pahunchaye. Agar tum dil nawaz nahi ho, to dil kharash bhi na bano. Agar tum logo ke dilon ko thandak nahi pahuncha sakte ho, to aag bhi na lagao. You can't give people benefit, then it's your misfortune, but at least don't harm people. Look at how sensitive Islam has been with regard to this. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to get up for tahajjud, the room of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala was very, very small. Right? So small that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to make sijda for tahajjud, he used to make a noise. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala used to fold her legs, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make sijda. But she uses these words which are in the books of hadith. فَتَحَ الْبَابَ الرُّوَيْدَ وَأَغْلَقَ الْبَابَ الرُّوَيْدَ. When he used to get up for tahajjud, he used to open the door gently and he used to close the door gently. His wife must not get up. When we come in the house, when we go from somewhere, we go for a boys' night out, when we come out, what big noise we make. Even the children know we came back. Even the wife knows that we come back. Come as come. This is Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sunnah. Sahaba said that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered a house entered a room in which people were sleeping, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make salam so softly, people who were awake could hear the salam, people who were sleeping never heard the salam. This is how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so sensitive with regard to not giving taklif to people. Ulama have written, to do nafil ibadat is very good. To do nafil ibadat is very good. But if nafil ibadat causes harm to others, then you stop that nafil ibadat. Nafil, bahut sawab ka kaam hai. Lekin agar aapne nafil ka kaam kiya jisse dusro logon ko taklif pahunchaye, to aap usko chhod de. You leave it. You don't do it. If you, for example, to go and kiss the Hajar Aswad is a very great sawab. What a great sawab. But if in doing so you cause harm to people, ulama have written, don't go and kiss the Hajar Aswad. To make tilawat is very good. But if you are going to make tilawat so loud that other people who are in the masjid are going to be harmed, they are reading Nafil Salat or they are reading other namaz, don't make your tilawat loud. This is the sensitivity with regard to our deen, that do not cause harm to people. Huh? How many examples with regard to it that we can give? Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's one hadith, that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, man akal al-basal wal-thawm wal-qurat fala yakrabanna masjidana. He who eats onions, he who eats garlic, raw onion and raw garlic, if it's cooked, it's a little bit better. Then it's the odor is not so much. But if you eat raw onion and raw garlic, and this is muttafaq alayh hadith, Sahih Bukhari hadith, that he who eats onions and he who eats garlic, and the word qurat is used, people have made mention with leek. If you eat those things, don't come to the masjid. Huh? You're going to cause harm to people. Fuqaha have written, if anyone comes with bad smell in the masjid, the mutawalli has got the right to tell him not to come to the masjid. Mutawalli ko haq ye hai ke bhai aap se pasina mein bu aa rahi hai, dusre logon ko takleef pahunche, aap masjid na aaye. So much of sensitivity and importance of not giving harm to people. Now if by eating onions and garlic you must not come to the masjid, if you got a sickness that is going to harm other people, how can you come to the masjid? If you got a sickness that could cause harm to other people, could cause that sickness to be infectious, how can you come to the masjid when you are not supposed to come to the masjid when you have eaten onion and garlic? This is a hadith of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My dear respected elders and brothers, these are aspects that Islam has given us such great. Never mind causing harm to people, even causing harm to animals has been prohibited. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, man qatala asfuran fama fawqaha bighayri haqqaha sa'ala Allahu azza wa jalla yawm al-qiyamah. Whoever kills a sparrow, a small bird, without any reason, Allah will question him on the day of Qiyamah. Why did you kill a sparrow without any reason? So this is our deen. Our deen is by give benefit to people. Aap nuksan, aap fayda na pahuncha sakte ho, to kam az kam jo hai na ye hai, ka aap nuksan na pahuncha hai. Islam is maamle mein is qadar hassas hai, ke hadith paak mein hai, ke jo koi piyas aur lassan ka hai, wo hamare masjid mein na aaye. To agar dusre kisam ki takleef agar aap pahuncha sakte ho, to phir bhi aap masjid mein na aaye. There are so many examples with regard to this. For example, parking in an inconsiderate way. Ya Allah. People are not considered with regard to parking. They cause inconvenience to people. Rather walk another 200 meters and park at a distance rather than parking in a way that causes inconvenience to people. Stop in your houses putting, you know, whatever you want to putting is so loud, or doing something so loud that causes harm to other people. Don't take your kora karkat, your filth, your garbage, and go and put it in a place where you're not supposed to put it. Don't go and dump it where you're not supposed to dump it. Go and dump it where there is an approved place of dumping. How is it that we find in our areas, we are the people who do this the most, when our teachings are so clear with regard to it, that we are not supposed to harm people in every way? So brothers, let us keep in mind that this is our teachings. Let us be sensitive and bring into our lives the teachings of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let us try and be helpful to people. If we can't be helpful to people, come as come, then we don't harm other people. May Allah Ta'ala give you the tawfiq of understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.